Hey, it's time to talk a little racing. And with that, we bring in our NASCAR expert, Michigan Bob, and find out that NASCAR has some strong words for one team.
Well, NASCAR issued the number 4, Kevin Harvick, a level 1 penalty after last week's race at Texas, docking them 40 points, along with the crew chief and car chief being suspended for the remainder of the season. In what was the strongest words heard in some time by a NASCAR official about the actions of a team violating the rules, Scott Miller, senior vice president of competition, said Kevin Harvick's spoiler was offset to the right of the center line of the car, and it was intentional.
Ooh.
Now, this particular spoiler did not conform to the CAD file. There's two things that when you're talking about a spoiler that contribute to improved aerodynamic performance, and that would be the height of the spoiler. That was correct on this one, and it would be the offset of the spoiler in relationship to the center line of the car, and this one was moved to the right. Now, it's Miller's position that Stewart Haas Racing manufactured the spoiler themselves rather than obtaining it from a licensed vendor, and that part was made in a manner that violated the rules. The only way to detect the offended part is to remove it from the car, which was done at the NASCAR R&D Center on Tuesday. Now, NASCAR will begin checking spoilers at the track to ensure everyone is on the same playing field. Miller said there was no doubt in his mind that the spoiler violation on the number 4 was a deliberate attempt to obtain an aerodynamic advantage on the track, and he explained the part being offset allowed to assist the car with getting more downforce, and it wasn't an accident.
Wow. Well, some NASCAR TV analysts are speaking out.
Well, former race car driver Jeff Burton and former crew chief Steve Letard, both in the TV booth now, say it's light of the penalty to the Kevin Harvick that maybe NASCAR has too many rules. If there is the increase in rule violations, get rid of some of the minor rules and focus on the major rules. Now, many of the rules have been instituted to keep costs down and to keep a level playing field for all teams, whether you have one car or 4 cars. Now, Jeff Burton said the teams are saving money so they can use the money to pay off the fines. Now, personally, I think this particular fine is a black eye for NASCAR. You know, for years now, many people have said that the teams cheat and no one cares. You know, to have NASCAR come out and say that that was downright black and white cheating is an embarrassment to the sport. You know, NASCAR has to figure out something to stop this so that the sport doesn't die sooner than expected.
Yeah.
Why don't they have a race or two each year that everyone can cheat? Just do what you want. See how that
goes. Aren't they having that now? Aren't they having that now? You just have to pick the race, that's all. Well, you know, actually a statement from Stewart Haas Racing was, you know, they could appeal if they wanted to. They decided not to, obviously, but the statement was is that NASCAR hasn't checked spoilers in years. So what does that mean? So for the last 3 or 4 years you've been cheating?
Yeah.
Oops. Wow. Oops, I don't know. I think it was kind of like a bad statement, but yeah. Whatever.
Well, speaking of statements, Joe Gibbs Racing makes a big announcement.
Well, earlier this season we predicted this, but Joe Gibbs on Wednesday announced that the 2017 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series champion, driver Martin Truex Jr. and crew chief Cole Pirn, will join the organization number 19 team in 2019. Anytime you have an opportunity to bring two people of this caliber into your organization, it's certainly an exciting time, Joe Gibbs said. They obviously have developed a chemistry that has led to tremendous success, including a championship. We've gotten to know them over the past few years through the Alliance and have been part of the Toyota family. They both make us stronger as an organization. Now, Daniel Suarez will be out of the number 19 next year, and Gibbs said, we really appreciate everything that Daniel has done for our organization over the past few years. He has made the most of every opportunity for winning the championship in the Xfinity Series to making the jump into the Cup Series for us. We look forward to hearing about his plans going forward and know he continues to have a bright future in our sport. Now, the sponsorship for the number 19 Toyota Camry in 2019 is still being formulated and will be announced at a later date.
What can we expect at Phoenix?
Well, we're here at Phoenix Raceway. This track is really considered flat. Turns 1 and 2, 8 degrees. Turns 3 and 4, 10 degrees. Now, this track was just renovated, which might cause issues for the drivers. It still is a 1-mile tri-oval, but the start-finish line was moved to the current turn 1, just close to the dog leg, which was turn 4 formerly. So basically, they actually flipped the track. Now, pit road entrance was moved to the new backstretch. The pits are larger, but the road actually has a smaller radius in the corners. Hard to pass on this track. This is the last race before the championship. 3 spots open now that Harvick's automatic berth for winning last week was taken away. He is 1 spot above the cut line now. Now, Truex is in a better spot because of the points taken away from Harvick. Tempers could flare up very quickly. because of all of what I just said. Grand Marshal Skeet Ulrich, star of CW's Riverdale, honorary starter Natalie Matt, Can-Am Global Marketing Manager, honorary pace car driver WWE Matt Hardy, national anthem performed by U.S. Navy retired Petty Officer First Class Stephen Powell. And if you're looking for me, you just might find me at a place called The Bar, where they are famous for their one-pound BLTs.
Wow.
Matt Kenseth won this race last year, and Kevin Harvick won here in March. Your NASCAR report is brought to you by Johnson's Automotive off Northland Drive, just south of the Big Rapids Airport, your official Napa service center.
Thank you, Michigan Bob.
Keep the rubber side down, guys.